everyone. I'm Amy Fisher here with Matt Mullen, and we welcome you to the May 8th, 2025 episode of FreePod. Now let's see what's going on.
The city of Freeport recently sent out a letter stating that PFAs, or also commonly known as forever chemicals, were previously detected in four of Freeport's production water wells during routine testing. PFAs have been linked to various health concerns, including potential links to certain cancers, developmental issues, and hormone disruption. In 2017, two wells that showed the highest levels were removed from service. Two additional wells that contained only trace amounts stayed in reserve until their capacity could be safely replaced. This was accomplished through several steps, including switching to two new PFA-free deep aquifer wells and a new well that was put into service in 2023 that also tests free of PFAs. An additional new well is under construction that will allow the city to permanently close both older shallow wells and the original water treatment plant. According to Randy Kohlbauer, the city's Environmental and Regulatory Compliance Officer, the city's water is safe to drink and all water currently delivered to homes and businesses comes PFA-free and meets all state and federal safety standards. For more information, visit the City of Freeport website at cityoffreeport.org and click on the Public Works newsletter for winter of 2025 in the homepage.
In other city news, Pretzel City Transit has received three new vehicles from a grant that was applied for several years ago. The city has also issued its State of the City report that describes many of Freeport's accomplishments over the past 5 years, including achievements such as a 166% increase in minority police officers and a 26% increase in female officers since 2020, substantial street repairs and repaving, and a response time of under 3 minutes for emergency medical and fire calls. Much more can be found at the city website at cityoffreeport.org.
The Business Academy for Small Businesses and Entrepreneurs, referred by the acronym of BASE, celebrated the efforts of participants in their Base Camp program and awarded cash prizes for small business presentations at their recent conclusion of their 12-week program. The camp, hosted by the Greater Freeport Partnership, recognized 11 small businesses and entrepreneurs. Seven of these participated in a pitch competition that included an executive summary, financial report, and an elevator pitch for a panel of judges. Three were then selected for the final round of competition, which was then won by Hope Wins, a nonprofit designed to help teach and raise children who have been exposed to trauma as they work through hardship, doubt, and fear. Hope Wins Executive Director Lindsay McDaniel stated that the Base Camp experience provided practical steps needed to launch a successful nonprofit. Kate Stonecross and Jamie Elliott, representing Winneshack Playhouse, received a second-place award, and third place was awarded to Amira Striegel and Katie Frouchy of the Full Circle Collective, located in the Freeport Public Library. Base Camp presents local businesses with information on financing, legal structure, business planning, and marketing. The camp is also made possible by a grant from the Foundation for Northwest Illinois and will return in early 2026. Photos of this year's participants appear in the print version of the FreePod episode.
The Stevenson County Farmers Market in downtown Freeport opens for the season this Saturday, May 10th, from 8 a.m. to noon, with fresh produce, flowers, baked goods, holistic health products, plants, honey, preserves, soaps and candles, woodwork, yard decor, and much more. FreePod host Becky Connors caught up with Amira Striegel, the market's leader, and found out about their plans for this year.
Welcome to another Timbuktu interview for FreePod. Today, I'm sitting in the Full Circle Cafe and Collective in the Freeport Public Library, and I'm with Amira Striegel. Thanks for being here, Amira.
Thank you for having me.
Great. And would you please tell us why we're meeting in the Full Circle Cafe and Collective?
I am co-owner of Full Circle Cafe and Collective. And so I guess a little bit about us here is we offer organic and locally sourced foods and beverages. We also do workshops and in-house catering for the library events. And it's really just a great nourishing place to connect and relax.
It is. It is. And let me just say, I had two of your cookies, a pumpkin and a chocolate chip sour cream, I believe, at the League of Women Voters meeting the other day.
Yes.
They were both delicious. So come and try their cookies. And what are your hours here?
We are open Wednesday through Friday from 10 to 3.
Great. All right. Now we're going to have you put on your other hat as manager of the Stevenson County Farmers Market, which will start the season on May 10th. So please tell us, what do we need to know about this season of the Farmers Market?
So this season is really exciting. We're adding a couple new offerings and expanding with vendors. I think we have 25 vendors slotted for this season. So a lot of familiar faces and a lot of new ones as well. The one thing I'm really the most excited about is we are starting a farmers market passport. And so you'll be able to pick these up at a variety of local businesses. We have some great people that have sponsored us for this. But there's 7 different local farmers markets on there. And so essentially you'll pick up a passport and then you'll go visit other markets. You'll get it signed or stamped. And then when you complete it, you get a little prize when you bring it back to your home market. And so the concept here is really to promote cross-pollination. A lot of farmers markets are on Saturday mornings. So it's, you know, if you are used to going to the same one, which we love seeing the same faces, but we also like seeing new faces. And so it encourages people to try a different farmers market. And we have so many just in this area.
What are some of the other farmers markets in the area?
So we have Pecatonica has one. Lena has a great market that started last year. Monroe is also listed. They have a Saturday one. They also have a Wednesday evening one.
Oh.
And so Lanark has a Tuesday evening one. And Mount Carroll.
All right. So all over Northwest Illinois.
Yeah, but within like a half hour drive.
Well, that sounds great. Now, you said you have 25 vendors for this year so far.
Yep.
And some of them are the same, some are different. What are some of the old familiars who are going to be back this year?
Oh, Chestnut Cliff Farm, Fields of Promise Produce will be there. Bart and Willie will be there. I have the sourdough bread, Faith Over Fear Bakery. So I'll be doing there with my scones. I will be there.
I love a good scone.
Yes. Yes.
All right. And will the Freeport High School group be there?
Thank you. Yes. Yes. They will be there as well.
Wonderful. I know you are also talking about a recipe book for this summer's Stevenson County Farmers Market. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. So it's a collaboration. I really want to get the community involved in sending in your favorite recipes or the way that you prepare a specific produce. So like I will put in a recipe on how to ferment carrots.
Ooh.
So just another different way to utilize a product. I use the example of kohlrabi. Like you might know what it is. You might see it. You might buy one, but they have no idea what to do with it.
That exactly happened to me when I got one of the boxes from the Freeport High School group. But here's a kohlrabi.
So if anyone out there has a great way or two, there's a link on our Facebook to submit a submission of the recipe or preparation. And so I'm really looking, I don't want to do it all myself. And so I'm hoping by July to have a bunch of submissions and then to have them available both online and in print. And again, we have some really great sponsors this year for the farmers market that the passport and the recipe book will both be free for the market goers to pick up.
How many people do you have on a typical Saturday? I imagine it varies quite a bit depending on the time of year.
Yes.
How many customers come on a typical Saturday?
Anywhere between like 200 and 400.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's wonderful.
And so we're hoping to, increase that with cross-pollination as well.
Sure.
But really making it more of a community event and not necessarily just somewhere to come in. I mean, obviously we love to promote local food. But we are implementing a community tent, which we had last year, where different community organizations will come and just share themselves. We had, and we'll have again, the Douglas, the Fireball Observatory, Voices. We did a donation drive. We'll have them again.
And maybe Freepod will be
and
there.
Maybe Freepod. Yes.
Well, that sounds great.
Yeah. And then the other new thing will be a local artist tent. So we are looking for local artists as well, but a place where they can come and showcase their art and without having to commit to paying for a full season or having all of the insurance and everything. You're covered under the market and it's free and we just will rotate different local artists. And so that's another, we have so many local artists here in Freeport.
We definitely do.
Once I started learning, I was like, yes, like let's bring them in as
and
well.
And all kinds too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Many different mediums.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's exciting.
Tell them where this one is.
Yes. So we're in the municipal lot downtown on Chicago and Exchange. So right across from the post office, across from US Bank. In that parking lot there, we run from 8 to noon on Saturdays.
And I know there are some other ones in the Freeport area. How are they different?
Well, and it's one of those things that I've always gone to this one, and I actually haven't been able to visit a lot of other markets myself either. But there is one in the CVS parking lot on the other side of town. Yeah, I mean, I think every market is different in its own ways, and they have different vendors with different offerings, and everyone has something to offer. So with our market, I think my focus is really on community building and building a community that, you know, appreciates local food, local art, local, you know, producers of, like, I make bread, so I'm not a farmer, but so we offer education and entertainment and community interaction more than just a place to come and buy tomatoes, which you can definitely do that as well.
All right. Now, and if I remember correctly, didn't you have some indoor ones down at the Farm Bureau this year too? How'd those go?
Really, really well. So that was a first. It was just kind of an idea that was like, we should keep this going all year long because I bake bread. So it's not just a summer thing. But we had an amazing turnout, both of vendors and the community. So we ran it twice a month, and we had vendors from, again, like all like Mount Carroll and Lake Carroll, and to bring different offerings and focus predominantly on food for that one as well. And it was amazing. Like every week we were just surprised at how many people came up and showed up. And so, we will definitely do that again this year as well.
Yeah. All right. Well, so this new season begins May 10th. Every Saturday, 8 to noon. And how late in the year does it go then?
Until the last weekend in October, which I believe is October 25th.
Okay. Yep.
And we go rain or shine. The only weekend that's different is during Teddy Baker Days. We are on Exchange Street there instead of in the parking lot.
Sure. All right. Well, thank you so much for telling us all about the Stevenson County Farmers Market. And thank you for telling us about Full Circle Cafe and Collective at the Freeport Public Library. Good luck with both of those ventures. They both sound wonderful for the community.
Thank you so much. And for the market, we have a new website. So it's StevensonCountyFarmersMarket.com. There will be all the information and schedule of different communities and artists that will be at the market as well, list of all the vendors and their information. So be sure to check that out and follow us on the Facebook.
So go to the website, find out about it. And most importantly, come down on Saturday mornings. It is a lot of fun and you'll find some delicious treats too. All right. So this is Becky Connor signing off from Timbuktu Interviews and FreePod.
Thanks, Becky and Amira. We look forward to coming to the market.
The Northwest Illinois Bird and Nature Alliance, in partnership with the Freeport Park District and the University of Illinois Extension, will host the 5th annual World Migratory Bird Day event from 10 a.m. to 1 this Saturday, May 10th at Oakdale Nature Preserve. The theme for this year's event is Shared Spaces, Creating Bird-Friendly Cities and Communities, and focuses on the many ways to help birds where we live. More than half of the world's population currently lives in cities, and that number is projected to double in the next 25 years. As communities expand, migratory birds face growing challenges such as shrinking native habitats, noise and light pollution, and domestic pets that disturb and prey on a variety of species. Northern Illinois Raptor Rehab and Education will bring live birds of prey for 2 hours for a meet and greet, and there will be hourly hikes as well as an obstacle course and stations with educational games and crafts, including a scavenger hunt and a demonstration on creating watercolor bird paintings.
The Freeport High School Theater Team presents the musical comedy Murders of 1940 this weekend at the Jeanette Lloyd Theater. The play follows the comedic adventures of a New York theater company following a Broadway flop in which three chorus girls were murdered. As the company tries to produce another play, mayhem ensues when the actors and director prepare for a performance that is interrupted by a masked figure, more murders, a suspicious German maid, sliding panels, and a bumbling police inspector on snowshoes. Tim Connors directs this farce, his 70th show at Freeport High School. Performances begin tonight and continue tomorrow and Saturday evenings at 7 p.m. Tickets are $10 and can be purchased on the school district's website at fsd145.org or at the door.
At 6 p.m. next Tuesday, May 13th, the League of Women Voters of Freeport will host a presentation by Dr. Ana Alvarado, Superintendent of Schools for the Freeport School District 145, at the Public Library. The presentation is entitled The Preschool Expansion Project and will be followed by conversation and desserts from Vicky's Baked Goods. The event is free and open to the public.
WineFest 2025 is also this Saturday, May 10th from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. in downtown Freeport. This wine tasting event features wines from Illinois, Wisconsin, and Iowa, which will be located in more than a dozen downtown boutiques and shops. Check-in is at Respun Records at 119 East Stevenson Street, and the event's $35 admission includes a souvenir wine glass and gift. Sounds like it could be a fun way to celebrate Mother's Day.
As we look to the week ahead, we're reminding folks that Stevenson County Board members Lynette Williams and Adam Modero will host a conversation the second Friday of every month at 2 p.m. at the Lincoln Mall in Freeport. The next one is tomorrow, May 9th. The public is invited, and Williams and Modero will address questions on any topics from Stevenson County residents. Don't forget that the city's community cleanup day for Taylor Park is tomorrow, Friday, May 9th. Bring your boots and bug spray and meet at the intersection of North Wilbur Avenue and East Orange Street to get things looking great for the summer from 8 until noon. Also, just in time for Mother's Day, the annual plant and garden sale at Friends Forever Humane Society is this Saturday, May 10th from 9 a.m. to noon. And speaking of our furry friends, there'll be dogs wanting stories to be read to them at the Freeport Public Library in the Pause for Reading program also on Saturday at 11 a.m. And since we're all pretty busy this time of year, remember Cub Foods Brat Stand is ready with brats, burgers, hot dogs, and ribeye steak sandwiches so you can grab on the go. The group working at the Cub Foods Brat Stand tomorrow and Saturday will be the ambassadors for the Greater Freeport Partnership, and you can get your tasty treats from them 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. on both days.
In closing, if you haven't already done so, be sure to listen to this week's in-depth interview where Freepod host Tim Connors visited with three winning pretzel students, Peyton London, Mia Ortiz, and Tristan Peterson, about their successes both in the classroom and their extracurricular activities. The interview is available online, and you can listen to it anytime. In next week's in-depth interview, Freepod host Alan Wenzel will talk with Freeport Mayor Jody Miller, City Manager Rob Boyer, and Chief of Police Chris Schenberger about their recent State of the City report that outlines progress on the city's 2020 to 2024 strategic plan. This interview will post at noon on Tuesday, May 13th, and be available to listen to then or anytime after that. Just head to our website or your favorite podcast platform to select the programs of your choice. As always, Freepod couldn't come to you without the Mass Communications Department at Highland Community College and our community liaisons and reporters. You can always find us on our Facebook page or the website of our national public radio partner, WNIJ in DeKalb, at northernpublicradio.org. Thank you, Team Freepod. For more information, including how to make a tax-deductible contribution to support our work, visit our website at freepod.org. With that, time's up for this week. Tune in again next Thursday at noon for more about what's happening in Freeport. Thank you for listening, and happy Mother's Day weekend.